Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, right now, can you stand to your feet? And just enter in right now. Come on, just open up your mouths and begin to enter into his presence. I'm a living witness of what worship can do for somebody. Come on, that's it. Just open up your mouth and just love him right now. Hallelujah. We bless your name, God. That's it. Come on, come on. Worship him tonight. I need some worshipers in here. That's it. Come on. I need some worshipers in here tonight. In spite of everything that I've been through, in spite of every test, of every trial, been stripped, been lied on, been cheated on, been broke, I'm still here. Come on, come on, come on. Enter in. Come on, come on. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. Hasharoboko shataya. We enter in. We enter in. Come on, I need some people who know how to worship him. We enter in and we receive. We receive your joy. Tonight, we enter in. Oh yeah, we enter in. We enter in. We come into your gates with thanksgiving tonight. We enter into your courts with praise, Lord. We come to bless your holy name, Lord. Come on, somebody help me worship him tonight. Come on, come on, come on. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. Yes! Somebody help me worship him tonight. Come on. We enter in tonight. Come on, I need some worshipers in here tonight. Come on, come on. We didn't come to play church. We didn't come here to look at nobody. We come here to bless the name of Jesus. We enter in. We enter in. Oh, we enter in. My heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you. The price for me, yes you did, Lord. Way back on Calvary, that's why I praise you, Lord. I'm gonna lift you up, yes I will. I magnify your name, Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We renounce right now all lust, perversion, immorality, uncleanness, impurity, and sexual sin in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We renounce all witchcraft, social divination, and occult involvement in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We renounce all ungodly soul ties and immoral relationships in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We renounce all hatred, anger, resentment, revenge, retaliation, unforgiveness, and bitterness in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We forgive any person who has hurt us, disappointed us, abandoned us, mistreated us, or rejected us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We renounce all addictions and drugs, alcohol, or any legal or illegal substance that has bound us or those in our family in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We renounce all pride, haughtiness, arrogance, vanity, ego, disobedience, and rebellion in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We renounce all envy, jealousy, and covetousness in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We renounce our fear, unbelief, and doubt in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We renounce our selfishness, self-will, self-pity, self-rejection, self-hatred, self-promotion in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We renounce our ungodly thought patterns and belief systems in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We renounce our ungodly covenants, oaths, and vows made by ourselves or our ancestors in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare, hallelujah, this deliverance for ourselves and those in our family. Amen. We decree and declare that we're free and who the Son is set free. And we reiterate today that we are free indeed. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we will not go back to being in bondage. Amen. We put our hands to the plow. We don't look back. For the kingdom of God is at hand. Amen. And we are part of God's kingdom. Amen. We are children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God. Amen. We decree and declare that turnaround has come right now. That breakthrough is here. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare that we're called in Christ. Amen. That we have redemption in Christ. Hallelujah. We reign in life by Christ. We are alive unto God through Christ Jesus. Amen. We have eternal life through Christ Jesus. We are joined air with Christ Jesus. We are sanctified in Christ Jesus. Amen. Our body is a member of Christ. Amen. We have victory through Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. We are triumphant in Christ. We are a new creation in Christ. Amen. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We have liberty in Christ. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you. We're crucified with Jesus Christ. We put on Christ Jesus right now. We're heir of God through Christ Jesus. Amen. We have been blessed with spiritual blessings, heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Amen. We have been chosen and chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world that we should, hallelujah, be holy without blame before him. We have obtained inheritance through Christ Jesus. We have quickened with Christ. Amen. We are sitting in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. Amen. We have been created in Christ unto good works. We have boldness and access in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We rejoice in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. We press toward the mark of a high calling of God in Christ Jesus. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. We decree in the fact of Philippians 4:19 that God supplies all our needs through Christ. Christ is in us. It's the hope of glory. Amen. We're complete in Christ Jesus. Amen. We're dead with Christ. We're arise with Christ. Amen. Our life is hidden with Christ and God. Amen. Christ is our life. Amen. We have the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, we're partakers of Christ. Amen. We're preserved in Christ. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you. Oh Lord, let thy kingdom come. Let thy will be done, oh God. Let your kingdom advance and be established in the preaching, teaching, and healing. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, let the gates of life of our lives and city be open for the King of glory to come in. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let come our Satire. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, God. Let the heathen hear the Lord reigns. Amen. Lord, you reign. Let the people tremble. Let the earth be moved. Devil, you are defeated, folks. I command you right now to cease your works. Hallelujah. All your plans and agendas and trickery right now and die at the root and come out. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare victory. We blind your eyes, we silence your mouth, we deafen your ears, we decree and declare that you're paralyzed, and your works have come to nothing. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, for all the pits that they dug for us to fall in, your children, let them fall and be, hallelujah, captured in their own pits right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Father God, for every net that they lay down for us to be entangled and captured in, let them be entangled and captured in their own nets. Amen. In the mighty name Christ of heaven. We decree and declare, hallelujah, that great is you that's in us than he that's in the world. We decree and declare we are blessed beyond this. Amen. We decree and declare with all faith that goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. Oh, Lord, if it had not been for you on our side, where would we be right now? Where will we be, Lord? But we thank you, Lord God. Your word tells us that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. So we thank you, Lord God, that you're always with us. And Father God, we ask in Jesus' name that you will release your warring angels right now to war against any spirit designed to stop our prayers from being answered. Amen. Hallelujah. We decree and declare with all faith that our prayers will not be earthbound, but they will ascend into the supernatural. And we thank you, Lord God, for answering prayers. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, deliver us and those in our family from the oppressor of man. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, release your glorious power against the enemy. Let power and might be released from your hand, oh God. Scatter the enemy by your power. Rule over your enemies through your power, God. Let the power of your anger be released against the powers of darkness. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We release the power and authority of the Lord against all demons that we encounter and those in our family encounter in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare Acts 26:18, we'll deliver from the power of Satan unto God. Amen. Oh, Lord, divide the sea and destroy marine spirits through your power in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Cause the powers of darkness to submit to your power, Lord God, we ask in Jesus Christ's mighty name. Oh, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, display your awesome power that men will believe. Amen. Release your power and healing. Amen. And deliverance in our lives and those in our family and your children, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Oh, Lord, let us be amazed at your power, God. Let great power be released through your apostles, oh God. Let signs, wonders, and miracles be released through the power of the Holy Spirit right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. And we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, let me preach and teach with demonstration of the spirit and power, even on this line, oh God, let your power work in me, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah, release your power, angels, on our, on behalf of us, oh God, to fight our battles in the heavens, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, release the power of Elijah through your, hallelujah, through your prophets, oh God, let us be willing in the day of your power, Lord, and we just want to say thank you, we cover our minds right now, thoughts with the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. We sprinkle the blood of Jesus and receive multiplied grace and peace right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. We decree in the prayer that we're made perfect through the blood of the everlasting covenant, and we have boldness to enter into the presence of God through the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree in the prayer the blood of Jesus bears witness to our deliverance and salvation. Amen. The blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin. Amen. Jesus resisted unto the blood. Amen. And his blood gives us victory. We rebuke and cast our spirits of guilt, shame, and condemnation through the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We break the power of sin and iniquity in our lives through the blood of Jesus Christ. Our hearts are sprinkled and purified by the blood of Jesus Christ from evil conscience. Amen. We rebuke Satan and accuse of the presence through the blood of Jesus Christ. We command all our accusers to depart through the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We rebuke and cancel our fears of slander and accusation through the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We release the voice of the blood, hallelujah, the blood of Jesus Christ against demons and evil spirits that would accuse us and condemn us and those in our family. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We decree and declare with all faith, amen, hallelujah. We will sleep well and we will not be kept awake by any spirit of restlessness or insomnia, amen. We laugh at the enemy through the Holy Spirit of God. We cut the cords of the wicked from our lives, amen. Let every cord the enemy tries to put around our life be like burning fat in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We break down every wall of Jericho right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, cleanse our life from secret faults, oh Lord. Hallelujah, Lord, let your secret, hallelujah, be upon our tabernacle, amen. Lead us and guide us, oh God, for your name's sake. God is continuing family, God, is in your own truth. God, is, oh God, with your eye, let us, oh God, be God. Hallelujah. God, our prayers with discretion. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, and by the skillfulness of your hands. Lead us in path, oh God, plain path because of our enemies. Oh Lord, lead us from not into temptation, oh God, but deliver us from all evil. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, make the crooked path seem straight, oh God. Hallelujah. Smooth out the rough passage in our life. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you. Oh Lord, make darkness, hallelujah, light before us, and crooked things straight. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. We put on us right now the full armor of God, and we decree and declare the full armor of God covers us from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet. Amen. And we decree and declare it is so. We take the shield of faith and we quench every fiery dart of the enemy in our way now or in the future. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we use it against all the forces of hell that try to come into our lives, and we decree and declare victory over it right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name that you bless us and those in our family that are going on today, this new day that you've given us. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents. Oh Lord, we can't thank you enough. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth over every vehicle, form of transportation that we may take from those in our family members and loved ones and children of God around the world, over our homes and all that's in our homes. Amen. All that we have and will have, every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building a place up, everywhere our feet may tread, our heads may lay. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over it right now, and we decree the power of the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth covers us and protects us, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, Lord, you shall condemn. And we thank you for, Lord. We bless your holy name. Oh, Lord, fix that is broken in us and mend the tear in our soul. Oh, Lord, speak to our hearts on tonight that restoration may come. Amen. That healing may come. Deliverance may come. That your peace may come and be still. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, I pray in your blessing, bless us, oh God. In your multiplying, oh God, multiply us with our goodness and our favor, God, and your protection. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare every need is met. We thank you, Lord God, that turnaround is here, that a way has been made. Amen. Hallelujah. We can't thank you enough on tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. That we are blessed and we are going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home. And we thank you for, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Come on, let's give God some praise on tonight, this new night, amen, midnight hour that God has kept us. Amen. Come on, come on, come on. Will you just thank him right now? Would you lift up your voice and just praise him?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, right now, right now. Come on, just give it all over to God. Amen. Give it fear. Cast all your cares and fears. Cast your burdens down right now. And pick up the peace that Jesus gives. He said, I give you the peace, and not that the world gives, so the world cannot take it away. He said, be of good courage. Be encouraged. He said, because I have comforted you. Give the courage. The trial and tribulation, they will come. But I have overcome them all. He said, I've conquered it all. And because you abide in me and I abide in you, you are more than a conqueror. Hallelujah, hallelujah. How many happy to be here on tonight? This midnight hour.
Amen.
We're still here at 8:17. Amen. We enter in with all faith. Amen. We come believing on tonight. Amen.
Yes,
and if we have a problem with it, we ask you, Lord, help us with our unbelief.
Thank
you, Jesus. Welcome, welcome, welcome this midnight hour. God bless you. Thank you for joining us on the line today. Amen. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Looks like we got some new people on the line. We welcome you with the love of Christ. Amen and amen. I'm going to call your name. Amen. We want to know how you're doing and how you been. So if it's your first time with us, of course, we pray before we pray and we enter in, and then we call your name. If you don't know your name, we'll call your number. We want to know how you're doing this midnight hour. And then we'll have our word for the night, our scripture reading, and then we'll have our prayer petition. But if your prayer already went forth as we were praying and you believe it and you receive it, may it be unto your faith, to your house, according to your faith and all that's in your home. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you all. God keep you. At this time, we're going to welcome my cousin Kim. God bless you. Welcome this midnight hour. And how you doing? Cousin Kim? All right, we'll just keep right on moving there. Swan, God bless you. How you doing this midnight hour?
I am more. Don't get me started, because.
No, Lord.
I'm great. I'm grateful to be here. I'm just overjoyed, and I'm filled with the love of God, with the love of Jesus. I've been restored.
Amen.
And I'm just grateful. I'm just grateful to experience and have the taste of God, and to know that He is good. To know that, to know the love of God, and to know that. I can truly say that God is my first true love.
Amen.
I'm just grateful. I'm grateful to be here. Glory to God.
Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for you. We love you so much, Lord. Thank you for being on the line tonight. Amen. Touch it in the ring. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I don't know. This number is 7133. Okay, I think the number, well, they're not on anymore. That was a number that was on earlier. Okay, so let's go to the next. 972-217-6107. God bless you. Welcome. How you doing this midnight hour? Phone number 972-217-6107.
Yeah.
What's your name?
I'm Devon Matthews.
Hey, Devon. God bless you. Welcome. How you doing this midnight hour?
I'm blessed.
Amen.
What a surprise. We thank God for you. That's my other niece that's on the line. We thank God for you. Thank you for being on the line this midnight hour with us, touching and agreeing. I pray that God will just move mighty in your life and that God will give you the peace that you need to keep on keeping on, that God will restore the hope and the joy in your life, amen, and that God will continue to be your strength and make a way where it seems to be no way for you and your children. God bless you. We love you. And we thank God for you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Our young folks coming in, we just thank God for you. And I know Twan probably told you to get on the line. God is doing a new thing, a new work. So we just thank God for you. Thank you, Twan, for inviting her. And do you know that number, Twan, 713-319-6804?
Yes, that's my friend. That's my sister. So I've been knowing her since kindergarten. Her name is Kelsey.
Okay. She was online. I'm not sure something happened with the line, but I don't see her online. She was on it. Yeah, you can let her know we called her out and we're praying for her. Not sure something happened with the line or if she had to go. So God bless her. And we thank you for coming on. Not sure what happened with her, but amen. Thank you for being that vessel that God can flow through. Amen. Bringing it all to Christ. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. I'm excited. My other niece is on the line. This is a blessing from God. I am truly, truly blessed on tonight. Thank you, God, for saving. Amen. Mama Sharon Gordon, God bless you. Welcome. How are you doing this midnight hour?
I am blessed. It was kind of hard for me to be on here tonight because I was
Jesus.
But God kept me woke because
thank you,
I didn't want to miss my blessing. tonight.
Amen.
Because
come on.
God is good. Amen.
Yes. Amen. The Bible said he gives strength. You know, he gives strength to the weak. He gives power to the weak. I'm telling you. He would give. I'm telling you. I be times where I'm like, okay, Lord, midnight, I'm like, I haven't rest the whole 17. I don't sleep much as it is, but I say, Lord, he always give me the strength and position. I say, Lord, you've called me to this, so I know you're going to give me all that I need to fulfill every assignment. Amen. Hallelujah. So I just thank God. Hallelujah, for being God. Amen. Hallelujah. Almighty God. All sovereign. Amen. Hallelujah. So God bless you. God keep you. I'm so glad that you pressed on in. I just wouldn't know what I'd do if you didn't know tonight. Amen. We've come so far. By faith, leaning on the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. God bless you. God keep you. We love you, and we thank God for you. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Cousin Dorita, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing this midnight hour?
I'm blessed, and I thank my sister for keeping me in tap. She called and waked me up every night. It wasn't for her. I think I missed the line, but I've been on the line almost every night, and I thank the Lord.
Yes.
And I want you all to keep on giving those prayers in Jesus' name. I don't know what I'm going to do when we go off the line, because I know I'll probably be waking up on my own then. But I thank the Lord that I enjoy being on the line. And I enjoy service this morning, too. Yes.
Amen. We were on the 12 o'clock prayer. 12 in the afternoon and 12 at night. I'm just thanking God for the filling up.
Lord.
I mean, I am so filled. Amen. Hallelujah.
Ooh.
We have to be committed to the vine. Amen. Hallelujah. When you want a relationship with one, you got to take time out with the person. Amen. The God wants God is a relational God. And in order for us to have a relationship with God, we got to spend time in his presence. Amen. We got to come aside from those things of the world. Amen. We're so busy being busy. Amen. Hallelujah. But we thank God for being who he is. So God bless you. God keep you. Cousin Dorita, we love you. We thank God for you. I thank you all so much for your commitment to be on at midnight. Amen. As we are on day 17. What a blessing. I am so grateful. Amen. We definitely want to meet with my mother, Carol Dilley, on tonight. Amen. She hasn't been on the line at midnight in the last few days at least. And just want to pray that God pray for provision and amen for her life. And God will continue to guide, direct, and strengthen her. And lead her in the way that he will have her to go. Amen. In the name of Jesus. I ain't Sharon, who's out on the line tonight. I want to pray and lift her up, that God will give her the strength as well. My husband, Pastor Dorsey Manning, that God will continue to bless his life and turn things around for his good. Continue to strengthen him in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Of course, praying for our children, those of us that have grandchildren and children, and you know, grandchildren, children to come. Just praying, God, for a mighty move in the life of our family as a whole.
Amen.
I pray that all be saved.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it, Lord. Amen. Some people are upset with us, and they don't even know why they're mad. I've had people that I've prayed for 40 days and fast with, but if you allow the enemy to get in, if you give him an inch, he will definitely take
If
you give him any way in with anger or resentment, I've had people that I've prayed for, they were delivered, but as soon as they were delivered, they went right back to that very thing, and they became angry and wanted to separate themselves from me, and they didn't even know why. They didn't even understand why is this force? Why am I upset? She prayed with me. She helped me through. We got to understand, hallelujah, everybody is not going to be happy with you in your walk. Amen. You're going to pray for them, I'm telling you. But you just, when they come back, let them come back and forgive them and just love on them. Amen.
That's why.
Forgiveness. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us if we don't forgive, we cannot be forgiven. Our Heavenly Father will not forgive us. Amen. So we just thank God for his mercy and his grace. We are saved by grace. Amen. Our scripture tonight is coming from the book of John, chapter 15, verse 1 through 8. I'm going to try not to hold us too long on this night because we have church in the morning and I'll be preaching. So I need to kind of get a little bit of rest, but I'm not going to rush us. Amen. The Bible says in John, chapter 15, verse 1 through 8,
and I'm reading from the New King James Version. The Bible says, I am the vine dresser. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, he prunes it that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean. Let me close out the lines because we're getting feedback. Okay. The Bible says you are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine. Neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me, you could do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered, and they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. By this, my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit. Hallelujah. So you will be my disciples. Hallelujah. That is John chapter 15, verse 1 through 8, just to give a little breakdown of the scripture. Jesus is the vine, and God is the vine dresser, who carefully plants and cares for the branches with one purpose, that they may bear fruit. The branches are those who claim to be followers of Jesus. The fruitful branches are true believers who, by their union with him, produce much fruit. Being united with Jesus means drawing our energy and nourishment from him. Amen. But those who don't bear fruit, those who make only a superficial commitment to Jesus, will be separated from the vine. Unfruitful followers are useless and will be cut off and tossed aside. Understanding that, hallelujah, and I just pray we get that, amen, when we understand what Jesus is saying, that we have to be connected to him. We have to have a relationship with him. Jesus makes a distinction between two kinds of pruning, one, cutting off branches, and two, cutting back branches. Fruitful branches are cut back to promote growth. In other words, God must sometimes discipline his people to strengthen our character and faith. But branches that don't bear fruit are cut off at the trunk, not only because they are worthless, but also because they can't infect the rest of the plant. So people who don't bear fruit for God, or who try to block the efforts of God's followers, will be cut off from his life-giving power. See, many people try to be good and honest, but Jesus says that to live a truly good life, we must stay close to him like a branch attached to his vine. Amen. In the same way that plants receive nourishment from their roots, and we receive life-giving water from the Holy Spirit and food from God's word. See, these provide spiritually regenerative power. Jesus told his disciples they could ask for anything that would increase fruit bearing. Apart from Jesus, we lose this connection and our efforts are unfruitful. The question tonight is, are you receiving and thriving from the nourishment offered by Jesus the vine? The Bible says in verse 5 through 6, abiding in Christ requires us to be fully connected to Jesus moment by moment. It means, one, believing that he is God's son, and two, following him as Savior and Lord, and three, doing what God says, and four, continuing to believe the gospel, and five, relating in love to the community of believers, Christ's body. As I get ready to wrap up here in scripture, amen, fruit is not limited to soul winning. In this chapter, answered prayers and joy and love are mentioned. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When we bear much fruit, like a fruitful branch, we glorify God. Each day he sends the sunshine and the rain to make the crops grow, and constantly he nurtures each tiny plant and prepares it to blossom. What a moment of glory for the Lord of the harvest when the harvest is brought into the barns, mature and ready for use. He made it all happen. This farming analogy shows how God is glorified when people come into a right relationship with him and begin to bear much fruit in their lives. It is my prayer that God will add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of his word. It is my prayer that we all be the doers of the word of God and that we bear much fruit. Amen. Being connected to the vine, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. At this time, we're going to have our prayer petition. Amen. We're going to start with Cousin Kim. God bless you. Go ahead. Cousin Kim. All right. Nothing there. All right. Tuan, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, my prayer petition on today is that God will give me the strength and the discipline to begin to read the Word every day. I'm going to embark on the journey of reading the Bible. The full Bible, the full all of it, the Word of God, within a year, you know, from front to back, simply because I know God has given me assignment and has assigned me to people, and I need to know what the Word says for myself, and I just know that it's something that is really important to have the knowledge and the wisdom of God through His Word. You know, to spread the word and to share the word and to share accurate things that are accurate. And so I just ask for God to give me the strength, the ability, the will, and all the things that I need to do that. And that's my prayer.
Amen, amen, hallelujah. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we come touching and agreeing with your daughter on tonight with all faith combined, faith of God for a mighty move. Lord, that you will be her strength, oh God, amen. Oh, Lord, that you will operate with the spirit of obedience, oh God, amen, and to have the discipline, amen, to be able to be in position. Lord, we pray for divine position for a life that she will be able to, hallelujah, to study your word, oh God, reading the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, not only just reading it, but having an understanding, amen, to discern your word, to understand what you're saying, that when she speak, oh God, that she will speak your word in truth, amen, and with the Holy Spirit, and we just want to say thank you. Lord, I pray, oh God, that you will, hallelujah, that you will bless her mouth, oh God, that you anoint her tongue, oh God, anoint her lips, oh God, anoint her vocals, oh God, anoint her, hallelujah, her voice box, oh God, that she will speak your word with the boldness and the confidence and the power of the Holy Ghost, amen, that she will prophesy in truth, that lives will be changed, that turnaround will come, that healing will spring forth in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Father God, as we decree and declare victory. We decree and declare it is done, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we come against every distraction, amen, hallelujah, every spirit of destruction, and we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We command every spirit of confusion, amen, hallelujah, to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for, Lord, we decree and declare with all faith it is so, and it shall be no other way. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you. God keep you. We love you. Thank God for you. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Devon, God bless you. Go ahead. Do you have any prayer petition tonight?
Yes. I just want to get closer to God, my relationship with God, and also to give me what my purpose is.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we come this day with all faith, believing and lifting your daughter up to you right now. We lift up and pray for the life, oh God, of your daughter, Devon. Oh, Lord, that she, hallelujah, that you will draw her nigh unto you this way, oh God. Oh, Lord, that she will seek you even more, that she will thirst after righteousness, oh God. Oh, Lord, that she will, hallelujah, surrender all over to you, oh God, withholding nothing. So, Lord, we pray for your help right now, Lord God, that you will help, oh God, that you will draw her near, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. that she can have a closer relationship with you, Father God, that she will understand and know that you're with her, that you'll never leave her nor forsake her. Amen. Oh, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, oh, God, that there be a set time, oh, God, for our daughter, that she can come to you, oh, God, with all distractions being removed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that you will reveal her purpose, oh, God, her destiny, her calling, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And, Lord, we just pray for your help right now. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, help in the mighty way, oh, God. Oh, Lord, strengthen her, Father God. Oh, Lord, give her a new way of thinking, a new pattern of thinking, oh, God, helping her to keep her mind stayed on you, that you'll keep her in perfect peace. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Lord, we pray for divine positioning right now for our life, oh, God, that you will position her that she can receive from you, amen, and walk according to your commandment, according to your stature, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, strengthen her inner man. Let rivers of living water flow from her, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. We bless your holy name. We speak life over you. We speak the blessing and the favor of God over your life and all that you love and concern about. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God bless your knees. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Mama Sharon Gordon, God bless you. Go ahead.
All I can say that I want to be more and more like Jesus.
Yes,
just like
Lord.
That young lady yes. just said, I want to be a closer walk with Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Because I know yes. I can't do nothing without
nothing,
God.
Nothing without you, Lord.
Nothing.
Jesus,
amen.
Jesus. Amen and amen. Lord, we come and we all pray the same prayer on today, Lord God. As your daughter has come, your daughter before your daughter have come asking, oh God, to have a closer relationship with you, Lord God. Oh Lord, for the God to hallelujah. Oh Lord, that you will walk with us and talk with us, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh God. Oh Lord, meet us in your secret place, amen. Hallelujah, that we may receive, amen. That we may have a closer relationship with you, that we will be more like you, Lord Jesus, amen. That we will have the mind of Christ up to do your will here on earth, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, surrendering our will over to you, Father God. Hallelujah. Let thy will be done in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, help us, oh God, that we will have the mind of Christ right now. Amen. To love like Christ, to forgive like Christ. Amen. To give like Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We decree and declare with all faith that it is so, that we're being transformed into the image of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we thank you for it, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
God keep you. We love you.
Yes,
and we thank God
love
for
you.
Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen and amen. Cousin Dorita, God bless you. Go ahead.
I want you to pray for the line, that everyone been faithful and being on the line, and we've had a good time these 17 days.
Amen.
And I pray that the Lord would take us on to our 21 days. And we feel the Holy Spirit on the line. Amen.
Amen. Send the fire, Lord God. Who we pray for revival fire on the line will come and just overtake us in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we come touching and agreeing with your daughter on tonight, oh God, that you will continue to bless the line, oh God, that you will set the fire with your Holy Ghost, and all that come to the line will be set a fire, that the fire will become contagious, oh God, as we keep on keeping on and pressing in the power of your might, oh God, for these 21 days, oh God, hallelujah, that we will not surrender over to the devil. We will resist the devil and he shall flee, amen, that we may receive all that you have for us, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. For your word said, oh God, that you plan to give us an expected end, a hope in the future, and we just want to say thank you. By faith we receive it right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray for fresh revelation, that you will reveal those secret things before the foundation of the world to your children, amen, as we come, oh God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, have your way in us. And we just want to say thank you. Let us be filled to overflow and fill these, your temples, with as much Shekinah glory as possible. And we receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it, Lord. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. Cousin Dorita, we love you, and we thank God for you. Amen and amen. I just pray you all just keep us in prayer here, me and my family over here. As we're praying for you, that God will continue to give me the strength to keep on keeping on. Hallelujah. In the ministry, amen. God will continue to do a new thing in me every day. I wake up to be transformed, and hallelujah, I decree and declare we're not conformed to this world, but we are transformed by the renewing of our minds by the word of God, amen, that we will seek God early in the morning, amen. The Bible tells us to seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And I pray that we will seek him always and all things, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and know that God is still able, amen, with the man things. Amen. The Bible tells that with man it's impossible with God. All things are possible, and we stand on the possibilities of God. We stand on his promises of yes and amen. And God is not a man that can show up. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Heavenly Father. We bless your holy name. Let us pray as we get ready to wrap up here in prayer. Heavenly Father, we love you. We thank you, Lord, that you loved us first, that you sent your only begotten Son. We thank you that you could decree and declare 1 John 1:9 right now that we are wholly forgiven of all our sins and cleansed from all unrighteousness in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. Lord, we pray right now, let hope come, oh God. Let hope be restored, oh God. Amen. We call upon you, Lord, of a hope, amen, that you will restore the hope to the hopeless, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let joy come, let peace come, amen. Let healing come to our bodies. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare John 7:37, we thirst. Therefore, we come to you and drink living water, amen. We decree and declare John 7:38, that our belly overflows with rivers of living water because we believe in you, Heavenly Father. We come to you with weeping, and you lead us to walk by the rivers of water where we will not stumble in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. We would dig deep into the well of your spirit, for you have made room for us, and we will be fruitful in the land. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, with joy, we draw healing water out of the wells of salvation right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we have dug into the well of your spirit and drank your water, oh Lord, according to Isaiah 37:25. Oh Lord, give us living water, oh God, so that we would not thirst anymore or go to earthly wells to draw water. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare John 4:14. We drink freely from the water that you have given us. It is a well of water that springs up into everlasting life. Amen. We speak to the well of the Lord deep within us. Spring up, oh well. We will dig this well according to your direction. In Numbers 21:16-18. Like David, we long to drink of the water of the well of Bethlehem. Amen. Let your rain fall and fill the pools of the well that have made in our spirit. Amen. Our mouth is a well of life. Amen. We speak life, health, and prosperity to our mind, body, and spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree in the past song of Solomon of tonight, a fountain of gardens, a well of living waters and streams from Lebanon to well within us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We decree in the past Psalm 1:3, hallelujah, we're like a tree planted by the rivers of water. We bring forth fruit in our season, and our leaves do not wither. Everything we do prospers in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, you are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. And you have given us the fountain of water of life freely, and we drink of it right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we pray for ourselves and those and our family members and loved ones. Hallelujah, as we serve the Lord our God. How do we decree and declare that we are blessed? Hallelujah, that you have blessed our bread and our water and have taken sickness away from the midst of us and those that we love and concerned about. Like Moses, we bring our family before the Lord and wash them with the water of the word. Amen. We will bathe ourselves in the running water of the Spirit to cleanse ourselves of any issues physically, spiritually, and emotionally, and we shall be clean. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we speak, hallelujah, how we will speak to the rock of our salvation, and he shall bring forth his water so that we can drink. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you. As the dear pants of the water brook, so I pant for thee, O Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of the living God, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we just want to say thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father. We decree in Ephesians 5:26-27. We are sanctified and cleansed through the washing of the water by the word. We have been presented glorious before the Lord. Heaven, no spot or wrinkle. We are holy without blemish. Amen. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We decree and declare Proverbs 14:27 as we close out this line, when we leave this line, but never your presence, oh God, the death will not touch us or those in our family because we fear the Lord and he is our fountain of life. Lord, I ask on tonight, let us receive sweet dreams and the peaceful sleep on tonight. I rebuke and cast on our spirits of incubus and succubus, every vampire spirit, creeping spirit, demonic spirit, satanic spirit right now with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and I decree and declare we are delivered and set free, that we're set in our ward whole night. Amen. And we thank you for it, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We decree and declare we're blessed. And we're going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home. And we thank you for it, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's praise God right now as we get ready to close out. Hallelujah, this night. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for keeping us. Hallelujah. Even in this 12 o'clock hour, we bless your name. Lord, we're trusting you for the more. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. At this time, I'll call your name. If you have anything you'd like to say, please do so. If not, just say amen, and I'll release the pastor's blessing. Cousin Kim, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen.
Swan, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, I just want to thank my sister for joining me. And I also want to, I just want to say I'm grateful and I thank God for just filling me up. I thank God for using you, Aunt Nene, for that word, because God is purifying. And I feel purified. I feel healed. I feel redeemed. I feel all that God is right now. And I'm grateful for everybody on the line to come into a group, coming into agreement. So I'm just grateful. Love you all. God bless y'all.
God bless you. We love you too. God bless you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen and amen. Amen. Devon, God bless you. Go ahead.
I'm just grateful for, you know, my sister allowing me to be on the line, like letting me know and encouraging me to come off the line. Okay. I was going to go to sleep, and I was like, no, I don't need to sleep.
Amen.
I need it.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. We pray this not your last time coming to the line. We'll be praying for you as I am always praying for you and everyone in our family. So God bless you. God bless your babies. Amen. God bless your mom and your family on that side. So we love you. We thank God for you. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Mama Sharon, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen, amen. And I accept all prayers tonight in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless
Hallelujah.
You. God keep you. Cousin Dorita, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Again, thank you all for joining me. Amen. Our 21 days is, I'm telling you, it's going fast. I remember day one, and now we're day 17. We have 4 more days left. We'll be wrapping up on Thursday. So if you can make it on in these last 4 days, I'm just thanking God for the more. Amen. God is so good. Amen. Thank God for the pouring in of his Holy Spirit. Amen. May you be strengthened. May you go in the name of the Lord, hallelujah, and receive all that God has for you, which is his goodness, his blessing that make it rich and add no sorrow. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May you walk in the confidence that Christ is your Redeemer, that your past has been forgiven and forgotten, buried in the deepest sea, remembered against you no more. May Jesus Christ be the Lord and Master of your life. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray, we believe, we receive. To God be the glory. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you.
Hallelujah.
I love you. Y'all have a blessed day in the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I wanna hear her say what?
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when I get, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like can you imagine. Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Prayed you for all of my days until I finally stop breathing. Yeah. Sing and shout, then I'll